We have a guest.
Woo!
Yay! So Nat's here from There's a Tuesday. Very excited to have her on the show today. How are you?
I'm good, eh? How are you?
It's finally sunny again. It's been a bit hit or miss this morning.
Yeah, it's been pretty humid out there, eh?
Yeah. It's been stinking hot. Don't know what to wear when I leave the house ever.
Man.
It's horrible.
I find it pretty tricky. Even this morning I was like, man, because I'm not really like a dress guy or like a skirt guy.
No.
And then I was like, I'll put on some like shorts and
It's going to be a jorts at the beach summer.
It is for me. It is for me. But even my summer get up, I come out and I was like, my partner was laughing because I'd like put on woolen socks, boots, and jorts, but thinking just because I had the jorts on, it was kind of a summer outfit.
I know, I'm the same. I'm such a winter dresser.
It's so much more fun to me, at least.
Oh, totally.
I have much more winter equipment.
A jacket and layering. Yum.
Yeah.
Yup.
Okay. Pretty good.
We're actually here to not talk about clothes, but your new single, before we get into that, did you want to just talk about There's a Tuesdays that's a mouthful. Like your origin as a band, how you guys started, because you've been going for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Second album in the works.
Yeah. Yeah. We all met in Minnie's in my last year of high school. So we were both actually friends with our drummer, Gus, and he was, like, having his birthday party, and we were like, oh, my God, this is going to be mean. I was like, I don't really know anyone. And then I met Minnie, and I was talking to her over a apple scrumpy in the garden, being like, you play guitar, I play guitar, bro. And then we were like, oh, we should, like, play guitar together. So the next day, bust out to where she lived, and we just spent the whole day together, and it was, like, my actual soul sister, eh? And then entered that school comp Rock Quest and were lucky enough to win, and then got the boys on board, Joel, our bass player, and then us, Gus, you know, because he, you know, made us meet in the first place. We're like, well, he's got to be on drums. And then, yeah, we've kind of been cruising since, touring around, releasing a bit of music, and, yeah, been a couple of years now.
Yeah. So funny. You could owe the origins of your band to a bottle of Scrumpy.
I know.
Real. Let's not fall off the chair today. Since you've started, what's your writing process been like and how's that changed?
I feel like when we first started, we all were in the same city, which was Christchurch. And then so Minnie and I would mostly write together and then take it to the boys and they'd put in their little bits. But then I moved up to Auckland and so it was more of like we would write, tried a couple Zoom kind of situations and FaceTimes, but we found out it was better just to write independently, record like the wee demos and then send them to each other. And then when we were together, which is still very often, we would kind of finish them off together and get the boys' opinion and they'd write their wee drum and bass lines and it would all kind of complete itself then.
Has it been like harder then? Do you think your music would be a bit different if you were all in the same city kind of collaborating? Or?
I actually don't think so, because I feel like Minnie and I are very similar in a lot of ways.
Right.
People, everything. But our writing, I feel like sometimes she'll write something and I'll be like, man, I swear that's like, you know, something that sounds exactly like what I want to have written or something. So I feel like because we are so comfortable with each other and like, I joined at the hip, our music, despite wherever we, like, not being in the same place or wherever we are, it just works. And the boys are so, so talented. And recently they've been kind of coming a bit more into the songwriting process too, which has been sick. So, yeah, we just all were so passionate about it and it works. And I think it would still be working and probably in maybe exactly the same way if we were together.
That's so nice that you guys are so like in sync with the writing process as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like that comes out in the sound you guys have created.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I think the sound that has come up, because it's been like a while, and it's really cohesive. How would you describe it?
The sound of this new project?
Yeah.
I'd say it's definitely like more mature. Like you can hear that we're kind of growing up and we're getting more confident in our musicality and what we want to write about, the topics we care about and the kind of the guitar and, you know, all the instruments This is crackling. Can you hear that? Is that my fault? I hope I haven't stood on it.
No.
Okay, perfect. Oh, it's back to normal now.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I feel like it's just kind of sounds like we're growing up, which is exactly what we have done. So
yeah,
it's cool to kind of have like an audio representation of that in some way.
Nice. Yeah. Speaking about the single, the cover art is two deers. Deers? Are they deers?
Deer. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
In front of like an old building.
Yeah.
Did you want to tell us a little bit why that choice?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like whenever we were like, oh, what should we do for album artwork? We always get really stressed out and we're like, oh, we can really try plan that and try take the perfect photo or get like the perfect person to draw the perfect image. But yeah, recently we've kind of been taking more of an approach, especially with the three singles of our upcoming project, to just use photos we really love. And yeah, I was in Japan recently with my partner and we went to Nara Deer Park and I just took my little camera and there was that little baby deer just like having some milk, hanging out with its mum, and I was just like, that's a beautiful photo. So I took it, and I guess like, yeah, baby, the song's called Water Baby.
Ah.
I don't know, just kind of like in the colours, like the blue sky. I don't know, it just felt like the right image. So yeah, that was how we got it.
It is a really gorgeous image.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
So thematically, did you just want to maybe tell us the story behind the single?
Cool, yeah. We actually wrote it really, 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 like really long ago, I think. Maybe 2 years ago, Minnie first kind of drafted it and brought it to us, and then we've kind of been working on it ever since. But yeah, the song just kind of speaks about the idea of being in some sort of relationship, whatever that may look like or be, and being in a bit too deep or like a bit more into it than maybe the other person, and like feeling like you're giving heaps and maybe they're not reciprocating that kind of thing, and how that feeling can feel like, oh man, like, especially when you're like a bit of a giver or something. Yeah. So yeah, it's just about that. And then we recorded it initially up here in Tamaki and then re-recorded it in Chicha with our good mate Will McGilvray. So yep, he's recorded our whole project actually, and we finished that off just on a rainy day in his home studio, and now it's out in the world. It's pretty exciting.
How's that been, just like having it released?
Yeah, it's been really good, eh? The reception's been great. I actually was walking down like Karangahape and Ponsonby Road the day before it came out with a pair of like headphones, getting people to listen to it. And
I saw that.
What they thought, and this nice man in a fedora gave me a 6 or a 6.5 out of 10, and I was just like, that's actually, I need to hear this, you know, that's good.
I feel like, though, it's an older generation. It's probably not a genre.
I think maybe it's actually quite a good thing, because in the nicest way, maybe that's not our, like, target audience. Yeah. And he said he loved, like, metal and ambient rock. And I, you know, I don't know if there's a Tuesday, like, exactly that, but maybe one day, but... Yeah, but yeah, we had really good responses from lots of strangers, which was like a really lovely feeling. So yeah, I'm excited for it just to be out. And yeah, the four of us are really proud of this one. So yeah.
I mean, it's a gorgeous track. I've been loving it.
Oh,
so I
thank
think you. We should have a listen.
Yeah.
This is Water Baby by There's a Tuesday. It's out now. Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
Too deep again, man. beat.